Today, our first Sunday at Advent. Advent is a season of the church where we don't always know what to do with it. For some, it's the countdown to Christmas. For some, it's this big apocalyptic expectation season where we ponder the coming of Christ. We have Advent wreaths that started as home devotionals in Northern Germany and have kind of worked their way into our churches now. And so we get things associated with our Advent wreaths. We get we name the candles sometimes. So we get shepherd, angel, prophet. Shepherd, angel, prophet, and a Jesus candle. We get those. We get hope, peace, love, joy candles. Those are pretty typical. That's what I grew up with. Hope, peace, joy, love. Love's at the end. Joy is, that works well when you're using purple candles, and then the third one is a pink candle tradition. Whether you use purple or blue, some churches use purples because they treat Advent like a little Lent. Some use it more blue, royal nature of Christ's return. But then our readings, we deal with hope, and then we get this first Sunday in Advent where Christ returns, this coming of the clouds, the Son of Man. And we go, where's the hope? What is this? Numerous commentators online, as I looked through this week, pondering the sermon, didn't know what to do. I mean, these are biblical scholars, and they go, oh, well, we have these passages. They're really kind of difficult, and I don't know what to do with them. I said, hey, thanks, that's very helpful. But Advent really is rooted in this sense of hope. Hope is vital for us. It's important for our lives. Without hope, generally we turn inward. I mean, after all, without hope, why bother looking around when everything seems dark and gloomy? Without hope, we care only about ourselves, only about what we can get our hands on. Without hope, we have kind of two directions to go that still have us turn inward. One is to become out and out criminal. And in the book from a number of years back now, Cornel West talked in the book Race Matters. He talked about the lack of hope for many minorities and people of color. That it's just demoralizing and brutal to a community without hope. The other side of it that can happen is that we can become self-indulgent. We turn inward. We seek experience after experience of various things. I mean, it typified by the new word in our vocabulary, the bucket list. I mean, there are bucket lists where we set goals for our lives, things that we definitely want to do before we die. But that notion came about from folks who say, I'm going to die, I'm going to get some things done before I really kick the bucket. Get it done, get it taken care of. And it's become sort of in vogue to now have a bucket list to seek experience after experience. I want to be clear, there's a difference between enrichment and having experience that enrich us and sustain us and open our minds to new things, and experience after experience that have become self-indulgent. You can go to websites, Google Bucket List. There are websites that list all of your bucket list things to do, and there are athletic bucket lists and culinary bucket lists and travel bucket lists, and sometimes all of them combine into the, to do all of the things on those bucket lists would take lots of resources. But sometimes all of that turning inward just seems a whole lot easier than looking around. Because as dark and gloomy as it just seems dark and gloomy out there, it's easier to live in some ways without hope. Just go, move through this existence, get what we can, do whatever you want to do. Don't hope. My son is adamant. Don't hope for anything. Because it won't come true. He doesn't want to be let down. Doesn't want to be betrayed by that hope if it doesn't come to fulfillment. And we look around and we see people pepper spraying each other to get Christmas gifts on Black Friday. We see riots and looting, wars and crime. We see children abused by people in authority, people living in power, or people living in poverty, hunger and famine. We see old people living isolated and alone. It is dark and gloomy. And it seems at times like there is no hope. So let's just curl into a ball, gaze at our navel, seek those experiences that at least make us feel good. Not bother with dark and gloom. And it does seem that when we hear our gospel lesson today, it's tough because it seems like it's more of the same. More doom and gloom, darkness, calamity, suffering. But we have to keep in mind, this is about the Son of Man coming on clouds, being revealed. That is, after all, what the word apocalypse means. We tend to associate apocalypse with cinematic visions of monsters and beasts and doom and gloom and suffering and terrible things. But the idea of the apocalypse is about revealing or unveiling what is to come. What once was hidden will be revealed, unveiled, open for all eyes to see. Here in the apocalypse that we heard in Mark's gospel, it is about all of that darkness and gloom ending. The Son of Man unveiled and revealed in power to end the battle that is being waged over us. About being revealed for all to see Christ's kingship open, not veiled as it was on the cross. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, we hear that it is still the same Christ that was on the cross. It's still the same Christ that claimed us in the waters of baptism. It's still the same Christ that comes to us now veiled in bread and in wine. And in the end, it will all be clear. The powers that steal our hope will be vanquished. And this hope focuses us, keeps us watching for signs of his coming. We, his chosen, his elect, continue the work that is started in him. We continue to present Christ veiled in us so that it requires the eyes of faith to see Christ working in us. That's the veil. But that in hope that one day that we too may be revealed to be his people. We too will be part of the great revelation, the great unveiling, that Christ was here all along, working in us and through us and for us. It's not easy slogging through the wasteland of self-indulgence and hopelessness. But Advent keeps us focused, keeps us alert and awake on Christ's promise to come again. And we continue working with him and in him, that all may be revealed. Thanks be to God. Amen.